Now, the Supreme Court in Guatemala has opened the way for criminal charges to be brought against President Jimmy Morales for illegal campaign funding. It means Congress can now study whether to lift his immunity from prosecution. Louisa Reynolds is a freelance journalist based in Guatemala, and she joins us now from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Louisa.
Good morning.
Just first off, remind us a bit more about the background to this story.
Right. There's currently an investigation led by the International Commission Against Impunity in Guatemala, which is a UN-supported commission that was created to investigate organized crime and corruption there, which uncovered an illegal campaign funding scandal involving President Jimmy Morales's party, the FCN. So 2 days after that happened, President Morales traveled to New York to the UN headquarters to request that the commissioner who presides this UN-backed commission should leave the country immediately. There's widespread civil society support for this commission, which has uncovered a great deal of corruption scandals in the country over the past months, including a major customs fraud scandal that forced former President Perez Molina and Vice President Roxana Valdetti to step down 2 years ago in 2015. So there's widespread support for this commission, and because of that, people have rallied behind the commission. There's been protests in Guatemala for the past 2 weeks, and now Congress will have to analyze whether or not they will lift President Morales's immunity, because the Supreme Court has already decreed that there are sufficient grounds to have him investigated for corruption. So the first step to do that is to strip him of his prosecutorial immunity as a president. So now the ball is in Congress's court, as it were, and they will have to ratify that.
Yeah. Now, President Morales, he's actually a former comedian, isn't he? And ironically ran on an anti-corruption ticket.
That's right, yes. His campaign slogan was neither corrupt nor a thief. And he was a candidate who was virtually unknown, had no political experience. He was only known as an actor, as a comedian. And he basically came out of nowhere. He wasn't even in the polls to begin with. And his rise in the political scene was because of the downfall of former president Perez Molina, which created this power vacuum. And the main opposition candidate, who was Manuel Valdizón, was involved in another major corruption scandal, a money laundering scandal. So it was like all of a sudden the main two contenders in the race for office were out of the scene, each one involved in their own corruption scandal. So Jimmy Morales managed to portray himself as an outsider, the only candidate who wasn't tainted by corruption. And now, ironically, he could lose his immunity and he could be prosecuted for very serious corruption charges.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned earlier those demonstrators outside court who'd been pushing for the investigations into Mr. Morales to go ahead. There are obviously some strong feelings amongst people in Guatemala over this.
Yes, that's right. Because the commission became very popular in 2015 when it uncovered the corruption scandals involving former President Perez Molina. So there was a poll that was carried out in the Guatemalan press that showed that 95% of readers supported the commission. So people have really rallied behind the commission and are determined not to allow President Morales to expel Commissioner Iván Velásquez. So really, the Supreme Court was under quite a lot of pressure from civil society to go ahead with allowing the president to be stripped of his immunity.
And so this has now kicked the ball back into Congress's court. They need to vote on this. How is the vote going to work?
Well, they need a majority of votes to go ahead with this. And again, I think there's going to be a lot of pressure from civil society, which is what happened in 2015 when Congress had to vote to strip Perez Molina of his immunity. So obviously, Jimmy Morales' party is likely to vote against, but it's going to be pretty isolated because no other parties really are going to support that vote. I mean, it might be a very tight vote, but there is going to be huge pressure from civil society. And also, because there's going to be a lot of scrutiny on that vote, then any congressman who votes against stripping Morales of his immunity will find it very difficult to be re-elected, will be tainted by that vote.
Okay, Louisa, thank you. Louisa Reynolds there, who's a freelance journalist based in Guatemala, speaking to us from Washington, D.C. this morning.